All right? Now, so Augustine said, well, and it's very interesting because Augustine was sort of literal on one side and figurative on the other. Augustine said the 1,000 years is literal. And we are in it, and so somewhere out here around 1000 A.D., Jesus is going to come back. He took the 1,000 years to be literal. And pretty soon the Catholic Church adopted that as its position. Now, one of the reasons they wanted to do that, and the reason it gained such popularity, because there was a massive move within the Catholic Church to de-Judaize Christianity, to remove any trappings of its Hebrew roots and origins. And if you don't believe that, I can give you some quotes that will make you cry, but they're real. So he took the nature of the kingdom to be spiritual, but the duration of the kingdom to be literal. Well, here we are in 1998, and obviously they had to rethink that position about 1,000 years ago. And so then what they said was, aha, the 1,000 years is also spiritual. It is simply a figurative representation of an unknown length of time. Now, folks, how many numbers have we seen in the book of Revelation that did not mean exactly what they said? Up until this point, every number has had a purpose, and it has been a very real number. 77s are decreed for my people Israel. They were told specifically that those numbers were real, and Jesus condemned the Pharisees because they didn't believe the numbers. Had they believed the numbers, they would have known it was the time of the Messiah. Now, this is Jesus talking, not me. He condemned them for this. So, this is a position that is called amillennialism, and it's really not a very good term. The ah makes it negative and really literally means no millennium, but the amillennialist does believe in a millennium. He believes that we're in it. Okay, so that's not really a very good term, and they will admit that too. But this is the term that is primarily held to describe this view. Now, again, I said we were going to get very close to home. Let me be honest and say that that view, the amillennial view, is the predominantly held view within the Christian church and Church of Christ. It is what is taught, to my knowledge, at every single seminary in our brotherhood. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, and I love my Bible college, and I loved my experience, but the other views were never given an ounce of credibility or serious study. All right? What is the other view? The other view is what we call premillennialism. And the pre simply means something happens before the millennium. What does the word millennium mean? It just means 1,000. Okay, it's a Latin term. Something happens before the millennium. What is that something? The return of Jesus. And so they would outline human history like this. Church age, or day of salvation as I would call it. We know we have this 7-year period out here. And then at some point beyond that, Jesus returns and establishes the 1,000-year kingdom on earth. Everybody breathe. So nervous, I can just sense it. I want to be totally honest with you. I grew up amillennial. I was educated amillennial. When I go out and serve, the majority of the churches that I go to, in fact almost all of them, have an amillennial position. Praise the Lord. They believe that Jesus is returning. Okay? But this teaching is keeping us from accepting the greater truth of Scripture in two ways. If there is no literal kingdom of the Messiah on earth reigning from Jerusalem, then really we don't need Israel, do we? That's one of the first major blows to good theology, is that we have taken Israel and thrown her out. In doing so, we also took the Old Testament and threw it out and said it has no relevance for us because we're New Testament Christians. Folks, we're New Covenant believers. We have had the law of God written on our hearts by the Spirit of God, and we have been atoned for by the sacrifice of the Lamb in accordance with the law. Your salvation is based on the fact that Jesus lived the law. You really ought to be maybe not so negative about the law, because without it, you wouldn't be saved. Jesus used the law to bring your salvation. Can you use the law to get your salvation? Absolutely not. Can you be observant? Can you abide by the will of God to present yourself as a living sacrifice? Absolutely so. But not for the purpose of standing justified.